In a small, sleepy village tucked between rolling green hills, there stood an ancient wishing well. The townsfolk believed it granted wishes, but also warned of its oddities. Benny, a curious boy with bright eyes and an insatiable imagination, decided it was time to test the well's powers. He set off after school with his best friend, Sam, who always ribbed him about his endless fascination with mysteries. As they approached the well, Benny leaned over the crumbling stone edge and whispered, "I wish for a giant chocolate cake." Much to his surprise, the ground began to rumble, and with a loud splash asterisk, a colossal cake flopped out of the well, landing right beside him with a gooey thud. It was the biggest cake anyone had ever seen. However, the moment they sliced it, they found it was filled with squishy rubber ducks instead of the delicious chocolate they had hoped for. "What a cake! I guess it quacks under pressure," Sam chuckled, and although they were disappointed, they couldn't stop laughing. Determined to try again, Benny exclaimed next, "I wish for a pet dragon." The well seemed to gulp as they grew silent, and out popped a baby dragon that dazzled with shimmering, rainbow-colored scales. Its tiny wings flapped excitedly as it took to the air, accidentally knocking over a stack of nearby hay bales. But as the boys laughed, they realized something. This little dragon didn't breathe fire. Instead, it released clouds of confetti that rained down like a disco party. "Well, at least our dragon is a party animal," Sam said, doubling over in giggles. After several more unexpected wishes, a waterfall of grape soda, a trampoline that turned into a bouncy castle, and even a life-sized statue of a dancing chicken, the friends finally sat down, exhausted from all the surprises. "Benny, I think the well is having fun with us," Sam exclaimed between fits of laughter. It was true. Their wishes were foolishly funny and utterly unpredictable, a rollercoaster of delightful chaos. Just when they thought the shenanigans were over, Benny had one last wish. "I wish to understand how this wishing well works." He peered into the dark depths, hoping for wisdom. Suddenly, an exaggerated voice echoed from below, "You must learn to be careful what you wish for. Wishes can be silly or serious, but the best ones are those you make for others." The boys looked at each other, their giggles fading as they realized the wisdom in the well's words. Inspired by the well's message, Benny and Sam decided to wish for something special together. "We wish that everyone in the village has fun and a day full of laughter," they both shouted. Just then, vibrant balloons, confetti, and laughter erupted from the well. The town was filled with joy, and everyone joined in a great celebration, dancing and playing games. As Benny and Sam watched the happiness unfold, they understood the true power of a wish. Sharing joy makes it greater than any silly surprise the well could conjure.